Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 234. NGP versus 3DS versus insert your thing here. This is the show recorded on the 6th of February 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Cameron.
Hello! No, Adam. I suppose we just won't mention his name anymore.
No who, sorry?
Some people want it back.
Well, email him. www.adamclub@me.com or whatever it is. Let's put www. In my email address to make it extra confusing. So wait, www. Don't I type that in the thing? I don't understand, Adam. I really don't. Anyway, sorry for missing last week. It's all Catherine's fault.
Yeah, I was doing the Global Game Jam in London, so making the game in 48 hours. So it meant I wasn't at home to do this episode of GamerCast. And then I was pretty tired Monday night, totally forgot we were going to do it. Then Tuesday night, I was like, oh, Paul, let's do GamerCast. You were like, Warner.
Well, it's too late by Tuesday, isn't it? People be like, oh, what the hell?
Well, yeah, and then it was like, oh, well, we can't put it up Wednesday because that's midweek, and then it made no sense. So we've got some news, which we were going to mention last week in this week's show. We've, of course, missed out the releases that came out on Friday.
Oh, no, it's Foul Claw.
But that doesn't really matter too much. So, yeah, so my apologies for not doing it last week. Was busy making games.
But we do have some funky announcements in that we're going E3, and we will have super E3 exclusive content from E3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we say we...
I ain't going to...
Paul ain't going because he doesn't want to go to America.
Well, no offence, but I don't like going places.
I know.
It's easier to stay... You just end up here anyway, so you might as well just stay here.
What? Are you saying that? No, I'm going, Paul. So, yeah, I'm going with Charlotte, one of my writers for GamerCast. Hi, Charlotte, the person who sends in letters all the time, but did not send one in this week. Yeah, so we'll be heading out to E3, and hopefully interviewing loads and loads of people, and probably doing an E3 special, and lots of videos, and announcements, and stuff like that. So...
We've also got another announcement. We're looking for a news writer...
Yes.
...to write news entries...
For the
frequently
website.
On the website as well.
Yes, yeah, so it's tough for me and Charlotte to keep up to date with writing everything out.
If you want to apply for this job, this unpaid job, this job
voluntary.
Which you do not get paid to do because GamerCast doesn't make money.
Yes.
It costs me money and my flipping time to do this flipping thing.
But Paul gets nothing out of it.
I get nothing.
But yes, yeah, so we'd really appreciate if anyone who enjoys writing about games... sends us an email. Could email feedback at gamercast.net, I suppose, or Catherine at gamercast.net.
Yeah, don't send it to feedback, because I'll be like, oh, shut up.
So Catherine at gamercast.net. Anyone with passion for writing and lots of free time. We're mainly looking for someone
lots of free time.
Who generally may not have a job, but then again, we're not paying you. So maybe if you've got like a part-time job or something like that.
If you're bored and you want something to put on your CV.
Yeah, because... you'll be able to write up whatever news comes up, and then I'll just have to edit it a little bit to make sure it's all right. Unless you're perfect, of course. And then you'll have loads of news going up on the website, and then you can say, I've done this work. And you never know, if you're keeping up with it and really good, maybe you'll get to go to some events as well.
Yes, we are always keen on sending people to events.
We get invites to events, but sadly...
You can't go because
we
work.
Yeah, we've all got full-time jobs, so none of us ever have the time to go to anything. Except for, like, that one time I got to go to that Halo Reach one, a 3DS one.
Any second now, it's going to go crazy.
Bit of a few other things, but other than that, I have to keep saying no to people, which is really annoying, because I'd love to send people over to events. So, if you'd like to do that kind of stuff, send me an email. Catherine, it's about Catherine with a C, at gamercast.net.
For the news.
So, first up, 3DS stuff. One thing that was announced that I wasn't too happy on. Can you move up the slide?
Oh, I do apologise.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to.
I guess I'm not allowed to open World of Warcraft now either, am I?
No, unless it stays on that side. So apparently the Nintendo 3DS, the eShop they're having, so where you can buy Game Boy Color titles and Game Boy titles and other like virtual console stuff, the web browser, and the ability to transfer your DSiWare titles from your DSi to your 3DS will not be available on launch, which makes me sad because I have all these DSiWare games and I'd like to be able to transfer them over if I happen to buy a 3DS. Who knows? But apparently in Japan they won't get it until at least May. There's no official date as of yet, though.
So
and
this is
God knows what that means for those in the UK.
This is basically a WTF moment.
Well, it means they haven't finished it. Or, and they're shipping it. Because the thing is, they missed getting it out before Christmas. They don't really want to have to delay it anymore. Paul.
Hmm?
Want to be a bit more quiet with that Mars bar?
I'm not eating it today.
You could have eaten it before we started. Do you remember we used to get complaints about this? Eating food on the show?
This isn't because we've just raided McDonald's, though.
No, that's true.
This is one Mars bar out the fridge.
Well, you've been able to eat for the whole day.
I've been doing housework.
Okay. Anyways.
Look.
I know, it's nice and clean and tidy in here. You've done your desk.
And the living room.
I know.
And the hall.
I know.
And the washing. And the bathroom.
Let's carry on with the show. So yeah, sadly all that stuff won't be available on launch. Which is kind of annoying, especially for those who especially want it for being able to play Game Boy games, because I know a few people that do. As well as that, what day is it? The February 29th? 19th. There's the MCM Midlands Expo. What are you doing? So not the normal MCM Expo in London, but in the Midlands. They're actually going to have 3DSs there for the public to play. Which is quite cool.
When's that?
February 19th.
Okay.
So pretty soon. And that's going to be the first place where just general public will be able to give it a go. They haven't said specifically what games they're going to have, but they've said they're going to have it. So I'm sure that's to help push the Midlands MCM a bit. Because, of course, being in the Midlands, they don't get as many people as they do in the London Expos. Which is a shame, but... you know, not everyone can easily get to the Midlands. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. They've also... it's also kind of been let slip that Kid Icarus and Zelda aren't going to be out before the release gap, which is between launch and the June of E3. Apparently it's going to be out after... they're both going to be out afterwards. Which I think is a shame...
mm-hmm.
A huge shame. And then what else do I have? I've put all these show notes in here. It's crazy. Oh, and Mr. Miyamoto has said that he wants to make a new Mario game for the 3DS specifically, which of course they would do anyway. Bring in the monies. But he also said he'd like to explore a 3D take on Super Mario World, which I think would be awesome. Super Mario World's one of the best ones. It was the SNES one.
Oh, aye.
As well as this, of course, I actually got to have a second go on a 3DS yesterday. This time with the final hardware, because the first time I played on it, it wasn't actually the final stuff and the final colours, or any of it was final. And there were a lot more games on show than there were first time around. So I got to play Nintendogs and Cats with the cats in it. Cats are pretty cute. I got to play Rabbids Travel in Time, Super Monkey Ball 3D, Kid Icarus, Steel Diver, which is a submarine game, Resident Evil Mercenaries 3D.
Wait, isn't it Residential Evil?
Then there was this, oh, I can't remember the name of it. Can you have a search? Face something or other. Face search for me on the 3DS.
Search for what?
3DS face and then see what comes up with. Face Raiders. There you go. I played Face Raiders, which was actually quite cute. So you know how that app you've got on your phone makes your face kind of 3D?
Mm-hmm.
So this
Morpho.
Does this... Morpho. It does pretty much the same thing in this little game. So you take a picture of your face. My picture looked absolutely terrible. But then it made it 3D, and it looked pretty cute, and it animated their eyebrows and the mouths. And what you do, it's like an ARG game, but only in the sense that you're not interacting with the environment around you, but... So little faces pop up with little helicopters on... Helicopters? Little helicopter-type hats, and they're flying around, so you have to move the S around and look crazy and shoot things. But I thought it was a lot of fun. And even though it's just a small little game, that was really, really cool. I had a go at the Mii Creator, which sadly, of course, doesn't... Well, it has you put in your kind of... Like we talked about before, it has you put in the hair colour and the eye colour and the skin colour, because, of course, they're not picking up on that. They're just picking up on the facial features. But that, again, is quite cool. It made me look really weird as a me, so I'm sure I'd have to give it another go in a better lighting condition. I had a go at the ARG game with the little card that you put down and then the stuff comes out of the card. That was really fun, but really, really short. And I'd like to hope they do more of it, because what would be quite nice is if maybe in official first-party products, you maybe get a little card in there for an extra little game. Don't you think that'd be quite nice? As opposed to what I imagine may happen with it, that they just forget about it and don't do anything else with it other than the ones you get in the box.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Which is a shame, because it's a really nice feature. Did I play anything else? I watched a video for Star Fox, which looked pretty awesome.
Don't know how well Star Fox would do these days, though, because all the kids now don't know who Star Fox is.
They don't. And, of course, it looks a bit dated, because it's... I mean, it's been upscaled, but it's still Star Fox-like with their usual ships. I didn't bother looking at the 3D camera because I really looked at that stuff. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, I played some Street Fighter 4, which really they have dumbed that down so much by having on the bottom touchscreen, or on the touchscreen, buttons for combos. It just makes... There's no complexity to it at all. You just do some kick and a punch, and it's like, oh, actually, I'll do this, and I'll do this, and I'll do this again, and then, oh, I've got my super combo, oh, now I can do my ultra combo. But it was still fun. It looked really good. Everything I played looked amazing.
Well, that's because it's fairly decent graphics.
Yeah. It's made me want one again. Because it's all pretty cool. My favourite, though, that I played while I was there was Kid Icarus.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome. It's an on-rail shooter. It makes me want Rez to be on the 3DS as well.
Mm-hmm.
Should be awesome.
Right. Is that it?
Yeah, I'll probably do a write-up on the website for if anyone wants to read.
Yeah, do a write-up because...
It'll be my second preview kind of thing. Next up, Anarchy Returns.
Reigns.
Anarchy Reigns, which is kind of like a sequel as such, but not really, to Mad World. Do you remember Mad World on the Wii?
Mm-hmm.
Black and white game.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making it as a third-person... multiplayer brawler for the 360 and the PS3. This is, of course, as Mad World was done, made by Platinum Games, and it has a huge focus on the online. I'm not sure if they're going to have an offline as well. It'd be quite nice to have some kind of story mode, because it's nice to not just be given a multiplayer game, because, of course, if you're not a huge multiplayer fan, you know, you won't get that much out of it. But yeah, this time it's in colour and lots of beating up and stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much that. Next up, as we mentioned from the title, the NGP, of course, was announced last... Like, we were going to talk about this last week, so it got announced the week before.
Yeah, so Sony actually have a relatively comprehensive mobile strategy at the moment, because they've got the PlayStation Suite for Android phones, where you can play PlayStation 1 games.
They're covering all bases.
And they're also rumoured to be working on Windows Phone and iOS version of it as well.
You'd like buy on top? Or
yeah, it would be an application buy it, and then you can download PlayStation 1 games.
See, I wouldn't mind that.
That's quite a good idea. That is a very comprehensive strategy, I think, because obviously they've got a fairly substantial collection of PlayStation 1 games.
Mm.
And then obviously they've got the PSP 2.
Which is the NGP.
Or the NGP, which I will not call it because it's the next generation portable, which means once it's out, calling it the next generation is not accurate, which is why it's the PSP 2. This is actually a fairly decent bit of kit.
I'm amazed with the graphics it has.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are saying it's the same power as the PS3 and all that. No, it isn't. You know, they're totally different processors.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be the PS3.
Resolution, you know, is 960 by 540, which is quite decent.
That's almost my laptop, isn't it?
No, your laptop is for 1,300
I was thinking it was
800 on.
I think it was I thought it was 1,100 per second.
No. 5-inch screen, widescreen like the previous PlayStation. Most super importantly, it now has two analog sticks, which means you can play games on it.
An actual game.
Yeah.
That's where the 3DS fails.
It's powered by a ARM processor with four cores running at 2 GHz. Although I think running at 2 GHz all the time is unknown. Although it does, they haven't announced some things like the amount of RAM it's got, which is going to be quite important. But they've said things like the Wipeout HD was ported over to it relatively quickly, and it would just run and so on. Which is what I think a lot of people are getting confused at. They think, oh, because they just took
it'll
Wipeout
just
and they
everything.
Dumped it on there, it will have the same power and all that. Let's face it, Wipeout HD isn't really the best looking PlayStation
it's
game.
It's pretty cool though, because
yeah,
Wipeout's always cool.
The thing is, you know, it's not. The PlayStation
it's
runs
not,
at a higher resolution.
It's not your Heavy Rain or something like that.
Well, no. So, yeah, it's actually fairly decent hardware.
Yeah.
Battery life, RAM, like I said, not been announced. Price, not been announced.
It's got its
release
weird,
date, end of the year.
Rear touchpad, and then it's got a touch screen as well. And OLED. Is that like. What's the difference between OLED and AMOLED?
It's just different types of screen.
Oh, okay. It's got a gyroscope, an accelerometer, and apparently a compass. Which is a bit weird.
Yeah. With all that stuff in it, I imagine it'd be quite expensive.
Very expensive.
And obviously, again, we've got the issue of battery life.
Did you mention it's got 3G as well?
Yeah.
But then it's also the fact that, does this mean then you're going to need to get a contract, or will it be like the Kindle and have some kind of unlimited 3G
source?
Oh,
we should also say it does take... it's not just download games.
Oh, yeah.
It still takes...
It's having little...
It has cartridges
flash
now.
Flash cartridges now.
Yeah.
They've announced a few games for it. So
which,
like,
actually, that might improve the battery life, because obviously the PSP was tarnished by having a motor running all the time.
There you go. See, then that might fix
so
it.
So that the extra power in there might sort of balance out not too badly. But mainly two analog sticks, which means you can play first-person shooters without having to, like, faff about and...
You know the issue I had playing Resident Evil today?
What?
It's a third-person action game,
mm-hmm.
and I was moving with the analog stick, and I was like, "What the hell am I doing? I can't move the camera around because you got that." Unless there was a button for the camera, I was having so much trouble with that game because the 3DS just doesn't have two thumbsticks.
So yeah, I think this will keep retailers happy because they've got something to sell games, because obviously the PSP Go was shunned
by
retailers quite badly because they're just like, "Look, guys, you're cutting us out of this market entirely, so screw you guys." And then the PSP Go didn't do too well, despite being a fairly decent bit of hardware. Obviously, I would never buy one, but... Yeah, so actually, Sony have a fairly comprehensive strategy, unlike Nintendo, who I think are going to struggle. If you look out 5 years' time, they're going to have to do something, because they haven't...
Well, yeah, because at least with this, they've also then got the stuff for phones as well.
Yeah.
Whereas Nintendo would never do anything like that.
Not yet.
Although
it wouldn't be difficult for Nintendo just to have Game Boy emulators and stuff like that officially sanctioned and so on and so on.
So I'm interested
as opposed
to
our hacked emulators.
I'm interested to know what the price is going to be for this.
Yeah.
Because I imagine it'd be a lot.
I suspect 300 quid.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going out of line now, saying 300 quid. I think Sony would subsidise it quite heavily, because obviously when they're still selling games for 40 quid, you know, if they make, say, 5 quid or whatever per game... It's not too bad.
Because the thing is, I don't think they'll have a problem if it's more expensive than the 3DS.
No, nothing wrong with it being more expensive than the 3DS. It is more powerful
because
than the 3DS.
As it's got analog sticks now, which look like more proper analog sticks than, of course, the original little nib thing that the PSP's
had.
Wait,
you have to call it this. You have to call it the nab.
The
since
nab.
You called it the nib.
The nab.
It's the nab.
Okay. Anything's better than that horrible little thing it has.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Heavy Rain.
They're making a film. Yeah. So, David Milch, who has been credited for doing things like working on Deadwood.
Wait. Will the film have multiple endings?
Probably not.
Oh, what's the point?
Feature film, going to be done by Warner Brothers, and that's all that's known at the moment. Who knows who they'll put in it, and if it'll actually ever come out. But yeah. Pretty pretty weird. I don't think it needs a film. It's a film itself. It's an interactive experience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a film.
Don't need a film. Age of Empires Online has had some more details confirmed, although yes. This was already known, most of this, if you ask me.
Well, the fact that you can... if you're a premium account, you pay, but you can get money back for selling your stuff in-game.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the main reason I put this. So they've confirmed that you'll then have stores in your places, which we know about, and then if someone comes along and buys stuff from your stores, you then get... paid in-game money.
Just to back up what all this means, Age of Empires Online is a massively multiplayer online real-time strategy game where you basically have a home city, and this is where you do your purchasing. So you can visit other people's home cities to buy things like plans to develop your own city or upgrades for your units and so on and so on. So this really covers that. So you pay whatever the fee will be, and then you have a potential to earn a much smaller fee, yes. back.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, because I suppose at least if you're paying something out, you'll be getting a bit back, so like they do with Eve. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Dead Space 2, they've announced there's going to be some DLC.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Which is going to be a single player add-on, which features Gabe Weller and Lexine Murdoch from Extraction.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't said when it's going to come out, how big it's going to be, or how much it's going to be, but they've announced it. Which is nice, because Dead Space never had DLC. Whereas they're popping more on for the story in this one. Chime is now coming out on the PS3 in the version called Chime Super Deluxe. Of course, it was out on PC and Xbox 360 before, but they obviously decided to bring it over to PSN as well, as it's the kind of thing you can just waste a load of time on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Plasma vs. Zombies is also coming out for the PSN. Because, of course, the PSN has already been a bit delayed in getting PopCap's games, haven't they? Because they got Peggle later.
Yeah.
And...
well, obviously, the PC's their main.
Most of the PopCap games are all on Xbox 360, because I don't think Bejeweled is on PSN.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because they sort of target PC.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they just have a flash enclosure for all their 360 games.
Mm.
Like a flash wrapper for it.
Mm. Next up. A simulator has been announced.
This actually looks quite interesting.
Called Surgery Simulator, which is, as you may guess, some kind of surgical simulator. So think...
you basically play a surgical man, and it's your job to cut people up and fix them.
Think Trauma Center, but less anime and more trying think to be Operation, realistic.
Only more realistic, and a computer.
So yeah, you have to do things, so like...
slice people open.
Some examples of removing inflamed appendixes, tonsils, treat infected gallbladders, attend to varicose veins, repair hernias, restore vision in eyes. Horrible. And also deal with the horrifying injuries of road traffic accidents, apparently.
Sounds lovely.
So yeah, you have to do stuff with scalpels and all that other kind of surgical equipment that you get if you're a surgeon. Of course, it being a surgery simulator, I wouldn't recommend you playing this and then deciding you can perform surgery on people, because, you know, that would be pretty crazy. But so this is coming out February 25th, so in about 3 weeks' time, is that? And it's going to come out at $24.99. But it's nice that they're doing different stuff. So like how they did Garden Simulator, and now they've got surgery, because it's quite different from the norm of Truck Simulator. Or whatever else are the main ones. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, next up, Pokemon Black.
Yep, they've got some limited edition DSIs.
Yes, so
with Pokemons.
Pokemon Black, of course, being the third for the two that are out on DS.
I don't know if that's the Pokemon theme or not.
What are they? Soul Silver, is it?
Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
Yes. So this, of course, accompanies them like they've always done. So there was the Yellow, and there was the Crystal, and Sapphire, and all of those. So was it Sapphire? Sapphire, Ruby, and...
that's going back to the Game Boy, that, isn't it?
Actually, no, I don't think Sapphire was... no, that's GBA.
Yeah, Game Boy.
Okay. Sapphire was the one to accompany Red... I'm not sure.
On the DS, you had Platinum.
Platinum, Gold, and Silver.
Gold, Silver, and then you had a bunch of spin-off, like, Explorers and this and that. And
I'm just... Yeah, so it's your third one, so for the extreme Pokemon fans that then need the specific Pokemon that are in that one. So they've...
Nerds.
Hey, I used to be, like, mega into Pokemon. Mega.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anywho, so they're now actually doing a special DSi, which is Black, for Pokemon Black. Of course, in the UK, we don't generally get special DS consoles over here. Actually, we just don't generally get good consoles that are special ones. I mean, of course, we had the Nintendo Mario 25th. Was it 25th anniversary?
Yeah, we had the 25th.
We had that came out
Jobby.
A while back, and then when the SP was out, we got some of those ones. So like the NES one. And the tribal one and all these other random things, but now they've started doing it for us for DS's. Of course, we never had any nice DS lights over here, did we? We just had the different colours in the end. They never actually had an exclusive, but I can't think of any. And then the Nintendo...
Well, they did a silver DS light, didn't they?
What was that
which
for?
Which was limited. I'm not sure what it was for, if they just did one.
It wasn't for Zelda, was it?
Off the bat, I can't remember.
But we've never had any kind of nice imagery on the DS's up until now. So with Pokemon Black, it's got, who's it got? Reshiram and Zekrom. Zekrom doesn't even sound like a Pokemon. Zekrom sounds like someone from space. This is how out of link I am with Pokemon. I knew the first 150 off by heart. This, of course, was back when I was in secondary school.
Secondary school, isn't this for like 5-year-olds?
Leave me alone. Hey, I was in the Pokemon League.
Oh, great.
I played Pokemon cards.
Let's get the Pogs out as well.
Shut up. Pogs are like crap compared to Pokemon cards. Yeah, so I used to know the first 150, and then, of course, with each new iteration, they've introduced more, and now I don't even know what Pokemon are in Pokemon Black, even though I have Soul Silver. But I just got enraged with it because I couldn't get my Pokemon in my Pokewalker. Grrr. Anyway, so if you don't have a DSi yet, and you don't want a 3DS, and you like Pokemon, or you like nice consoles, I recommend you check this out. They've got it on the game website. It's $160 retail. So with that, you get the game, of course, as well as the console. How much is a DSi retail at?
$140.
So then you're paying an extra £20 to get the game with it, and you're getting a nice kind of image on the front of it. And it says Pokemon as well in yellow.
It says... Pikachu.
But I think that Pokemon in yellow on the front looks really out of place. You thought it was Days of the Week, didn't you? You were like, what's that?
Well, yeah, it just had like these 7 or 8 things, so I thought, oh, maybe it's 7, because that would be Days of the Week.
I think Pokemon wasn't needed. I think you just strip that off and have the image, because any Pokemon fan would know it's Pokemon if they saw it. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. So I recommend people pick that up if they don't have a DSi yet and don't want a 3DS. I'd be tempted to pick one up, but I have a DSi, so I can't allow myself to do so. So, I believe this has been confirmed, but it was so hard trying to find out if it had been or not. But Halo Combat Evolved.
Wait. Halo Wombat Revolved is being remade, apparently, according to some guy.
According to lots of places.
Yeah.
But Microsoft...
But there's no like press release.
No, there's no press release as of yet. So, Saber Interactive, the guys who brought us Time Shift, have now allegedly developing it, which means 343 aren't developing it, which was originally who was rumoured to be doing it.
But more rumours, Microsoft have announced, registered ConnectHalo.com. Maybe 343 are working on that,
maybe.
Or maybe they're just registering it now to save time in 10 years' time when they want to buy it.
But who either knows? Way... for some reason, everyone expects it to come out November 15th, which is 10 years after Halo came out.
Makes sense.
That's crazy, 10
Let's
years.
Just hope they don't make us wait until March 14th.
Is that when we had it?
Mm.
Ah, maybe they will. It'd be nice, though, I suppose. Although, of course, for anyone who had Halo on the PC, you had multiplayer with it anyway, which was what you needed.
Well, you still Halo's had multiplayer on it. It was just a local multiplayer.
Oh, what, on Xbox?
Back when people would, like, you'd have LAN parties and stuff, you know? And then people would just use tunnelling software to do it.
You
know.
But yeah, so it'll be cool, I'm sure, if they're making it. It'd be nice to see original Halo in Halo Reach engine. Of course, Paul wants them to shorten the library section, right?
Yes, please. Or not so much just shorten it, but for
Get rid of it or
just
change it?
Make it better.
Make it better. Okay, so that's cool. Hopefully that is actually going to happen. Who knows when it'll come out, though. Next up, it's something called Class 3, but it's a code name at the moment. Who was it? Undead Labs, who are a company, apparently, based in Seattle.
Apparently.
Well, it's a bit of a weird name, Undead Labs. It's like, well, they're going to be working on a zombie game. And Microsoft's game studios are working together to make a Xbox Live title, which is a zombie apocalypse kind of game as such, but not your usual kind. So humanity's been wiped out as usual. There's only a few survivors. You take control of Survivor X or whatever. That's not their actual name. That's just saying you take control of a survivor. Whether that means you'll have co-op as well and you can play with the other ones, that'd be awesome. But you then, instead of just shooting zombies like crazy, like Left 4 Dead style or any other zombie games really, you instead have to figure out where to set yourselves up, where it's safe, when and where to raid for supplies, and also how to fortify your encampment to make sure that it's safe and no zombies can get in. And apparently the whole world that you're in changes in real time based on the choices that you make. But I think that sounds cool, because that's like what you don't see in zombie games. You never have to raid for supplies. I think it'd be awesome. So, like, if you had to go and get food, or if you had to go and get some medicine, or if you had to go and find guns, it's like, where do you find guns? Oh, the police station. Let's try the police station. So I think that'd be pretty cool. Do you think?
Sure.
I mean, of course, I suppose it depends on what it's like as well, because they want to make it an XBLA game, but, of course, not huge amounts of money is spent on XBLA games. So it all depends on, you know, how amazing they make it. But I think it sounds like quite a cool idea. Yeah.
Maybe. More importantly, Jack Sparrow is back in Lego form.
Yes. There's officially a trailer out now, so if you search on the interwebs, you can find one of those. The game Lego Pirates of the Caribbean will include scenes and characters from all the four of the Pirates of the Caribbean films, which is Curse of the Black Pearl, Dead Man's Chest, At World's End, and of course the new one coming out in May, On Stranger Tides. More importantly, I suppose, the film On Stranger Tides comes out, when is it, May 18th? Oh, between May 18th and 20th, of course, depending on where you live in the world. And the game will launch on the same day. So, instead of, I suppose, popping down to your local shop to pick up the licensed IP game, which I don't think they're doing. I don't think they're doing a Pirates of the Caribbean film game. At least I remember reading there were plans of doing one, but they decided not to, I think. They will now have, you know, a Lego game you can pick up, which doesn't just have the final film, it has the first, well, not the final film, the fourth film, it has the first three films as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did they mention that on Set You a Message about Pirates of the Caribbean, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, so look forward to that when the film comes out in May. As I'm sure lots of people are probably looking forward to it. Pirates of the Caribbean has a pretty big following, so yeah. Next up, Castle Crashers. You can now have a pink knight, which apparently the proceeds from anyone purchasing it goes to breast cancer research. This is only on PSN though. I don't know why not on XBLA. Maybe it will be coming out later, but for some reason it's firstly coming out on PSN. And it's going to be, well, it's $1.99, so probably £1.50 or maybe £2 over here as well. But it means you can now have a pink Cast Crusher and help a good cause. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Yakuza 4. We now have a release date for the demo hitting the PSN. Of course, Yakuza 4 came out ages ago in Japan, and we're now getting it over here. The demo will be available for PlayStation Plus users on February 16th.
Cha-ching!
Yep, or regular PSN users from February 23rd.
I've been waiting a whole episode to say that.
What, cha-ching?
Yeah.
Well, they did it, you know, that about a blob game they were playing?
Yep.
That came out earlier for PlayStation Plus people. I think it's silly doing that. But then again, I suppose they
then
do
again,
that.
Then again, Sony need to make the money.
Well, Microsoft do it as well with Xbox Live.
Yeah, but the thing is, you get, you know, 40 quid gets you way more stuff.
Yeah. Because it gets you the online play.
And it's not really 40 quid anymore. You can jiggle it up to get it for like 20 quid.
25 quid is pretty much the going rate for a year, I'd say.
And even at retail, if you pay 40 quid, you get a free t-shirt. You get an extra month. You get 800 free points, you know. They're doing loads of things like that as well. So yeah, that's it for the news this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
2 weeks ago, everybody would have heard this. Nobody managed to guess successfully. Catherine hinted it was something on the Archimedes.
Was it?
Sean copied Catherine by saying it was something on the Archimedes. It was something on the Archimedes. It was called Spheres of Chaos.
I apologise, but I've never heard of it.
It is a rather good game. I will just do a quick interweb search so you can see how awesome it is.
Psychedelic arcade game. That looks pretty cool.
It is cool.
Did you have it?
Of course I had it.
Okay.
I was a hardcore Archimedes gamer, dude. There we go. I'll let you see I used that one to get the audio.
Yes, I can tell that. Acorn. No.
That's Risk Quest 3.1. Chintu. Inferno, I had that as well. Yeah.
It's right at the start of the game.
So yeah, it was just like an asteroid thing, but it was psychedelic.
Well, they kind of change color, don't they?
And then you can make it, there's loads of graphics options, so you could just have it like do all these particle effects and stuff.
Oh wow, okay. Like someone playing around in paint or something.
Yeah. And another awesome game, Starfighter 3000. This game was legendary. I spent so much time on this game.
Is this the one they did a film on?
I don't know, did they?
Actually, that was the last Starfighter, wasn't it?
This game had really nasty cold protection on it. This game.
Oh, I remember that music. We had that for Gamecast, didn't we, for Name That Game?
Yeah.
Starfighter, but he's not really in this.
He can go into space as well.
Oh, okay.
You just go up and you're in space. You go down and you're on the planet.
Okay.
See, now he's in space. Legendary game. Anyway, enough jib-jabbing. So yeah, congrats to nobody. Everybody,
I suppose I was
failed.
Kind of close, at least guessing it was an Archimedes game.
Failed. Yeah, but you'd know if I do something old, it would probably be on the Archimedes.
True.
So next time I'll do something on the Commodore or something. This week we've got something a bit more modern. And in fact, this isn't from a game, but it's someone playing music from a game-related thing. So you have to guess the game.
Okay, I know the music.
Yeah?
I don't know what it is.
You know the music, but you don't know what it is. Oh,
yeah, I know that track. Have I heard it recently? Is this something you've played?
No, I haven't played it.
How new is it?
I don't know. I was just on YouTube and I came across this guy who was just playing stuff on his
piano.
On his piano. So I thought, oh, that's nice. Let's use that for Name That Game.
I know that track.
Come on, Cameron.
I don't know. I give up.
Come on, Cameron. You give up.
Yeah, but it sounds really familiar.
You're about to give up.
I just did. I don't know.
Cameron doesn't know. I give up. I don't know. If you think you know what it is, and I suspect there are some listeners out there who do know what it is, because it's obvious when you hear.
Am I
when
gonna you hit myself?
You are gonna kill yourself when you find out what it is. So yeah, if you think you know what it is, email me feedback@gamercast.net and submit your guess. If you win, you would get GZs.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all.
And you'll get me screaming no.
You know, I've been thinking maybe we should do a Name That Game YouTube section or something.
What do you mean?
Like, weekly. You do a YouTube version as well.
What, and play it over a video?
Well, we could either just do it audio, or we could do it video as well. So if you think that's a good idea, also email me and I'll make Catherine do that.
What, do the same ones, or different
yeah,
ones?
Yeah, do the same one.
Oh, okay, and get other people answer. Oh, yeah. Okay. I could do that, I'm sure.
Because no doubt some of your YouTube people who have nothing better to do than to live on YouTube will
I doubt
YouTube
many of them would have known Spheres of Chaos.
Obviously they don't watch enough YouTube.
Oh, that music's going to be... Oh.
Oh, by the way, I don't just use YouTube for my sources. I do quite often just take them from the sound clips I have on my computer for games I've got installed. So yeah.
Shaking your finger at the microphone.
Anyways...
releases this week.
Okay, there's a couple of games coming out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A couple of which I'm interested in, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones are they, then?
I'll tell you in a second.
Is that Hello Kitty?
As tempting as it is to say I like Hello Kitty, I don't really know what it is.
Okay.
Test Drive Unlimited 2 is sort of the big one out this week. Like the other Test Drive game, this is a sort of simulation track racing game. Which has always been considered quite good.
Yeah, but they're doing weird stuff now, and they're doing the racer's lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
Which I don't think, I don't want
to
do.
But, to be honest, I don't see anything wrong with Forza Motorsport if I want to play a racing game.
This is, of course, I don't know if it's still by Eden. They were the guys that made the first one on 360. But it's, of course, released. Is it Namco that do Test Drive? I think it is. But yeah, so it's following off from the first, well, the one on the Xbox, and just expanding it more. So you can, like, customise your person, but also customise your house and have, like, a dream house or a yacht and all this craziness as well as doing the racing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring up some info on that?
What do you want?
I didn't paste any stuff in.
That's a trailer.
Just like on Game or somewhere like that. Game Look Okay.
Don't advertise people on here.
I'm sorry. So next up is a Kinect title.
This is actually something I am interested in.
Okay.
This is Dr. Kawashimimu Body and Also Brain Exorcismizes. He's Japanese, so he can't speak proper English, like.
Paul, you don't say things.
Well, it's okay.
Don't.
What?
Don't do that. So yeah, this is a Kinect-only title, and has...
English isn't his first language, you brain, know, it's not my fault.
I know. Brain fitness checks, so you can measure your brain age, similar to...
Can I just back up and say, so this is like brain training on the DS, only it's for Kinect, and also there's body exercises as well as brain exercises.
Yes. So you got math stuff, reflexes... logic, memory. I suppose you could do reflexes quite well, because of course he's in the camera. You can do group exercises with your family. There's multiplayer as well, and similar to like how Biggest Loser does it, you can take photos. So like how they do the record your video diary thing. It's got a calendar, of course, to remind you, you haven't done it in this many days. And yeah, and of course achievements.
And of course... the trailer the game have on their website has an old lady on it, and we're gonna see how funny that is now.
Funny.
Oh, it's got some kid at the moment. That's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny. None of this is funny.
Oh, that looks pretty cool. That person sounds like a computer voice. Almost. I think that would work pretty well.
Yeah, that's why I said this is quite interesting.
So, just think how you'd usually play it on the DS, but you're using your body instead. So it's got a clock thing, similar to like how you have in the second brain training, and you use your arms to
you
do the clock.
You just use your arms to control what number it's
and there was like a balloon bursting thing, and I guess you either had to pop them in the right order from something, I'm not sure, it doesn't explain it.
Well, yeah, the other ones, you just have to go in the right order and so on.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, this isn't too bad, actually. Next up, we've got Ben 10.
Ben 10, Ultimate Alien, Cosmic Destruction.
So yeah, like the 360 version, which has already come out, this is now coming out on the Wii, PS2, PSP, and PS3.
And if you pre-order it, I know with game, you get a watch.
A watch? Cool.
Well, Ben 10 and watches seem to be like...
Yeah, the nerd kids always like nerdy watches. Like I had my calculator watches.
Yes,
Brunswick Bowling on 360 and PS3 is coming out. This is a bowling game.
Yes, and for the 360 it will be a Kinect game, and for the PS3 it will be a Move game.
Have fun with your Move controllers.
Yes, so this is pretty cheap. It retails at, I think, 25, 30 quid.
Good, that's what we like to see.
So it's not bad, as it's just a bowling game, and it's Brunswick Bowling. A whole bowling game.
Yeah, bowling is good, although I don't know if I can be bothered to play that over Kinect Sports. But, you know, obviously if you want something a bit more realistic...
Yeah, because it's got like a career mode and stuff like that. And then, of course, multiplayer as well. So, Hellcat Seasons is a Wii title, I believe.
You believe.
If I remember looking at it correctly. And you create a character... And
then Hello Kitty explodes and dinner down charges into the scene. Dinner, 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 dinner.
And you play mini games and stuff
15,000 DPS. Pew, pew, pew,
within the community in their little town. Apparently, you earn achievements, although it's a Wii game. But this is kid achievements.
Yes, not manly Gary achievements with the 90,000 odd gamer scores. But then, of course, my WoW achievements are in something totally different class, up again, so...
Mm-hmm.
Model Railway Simulator 2011 is also coming out. This is a PC game, and you basically... It's a railway simulator, but it's tiny. So because it's a toy train, it's small, and you run it around your bedroom and the kitchen and so on and so on.
What I don't understand is why it's got a dynamic weather simulator.
Because that way, if you can see out the window, you can see what the weather is outside.
But it then, of course, as other things do, lets you create your own tracks and
yeah, of course, stuff that's like that. The point. Yep.
We've also got a game coming out called Trinity
Soul of Zil.
Yeah, this is like a game.
Wow, it looks like we know so much about it. Shall we just move on and talk about
We
don't know what it is. We're reading like all the stuff and we've seen the videos. We still don't know what it is. So let's talk about Edna and Harvey, The Breakout.
This is a point-and-click adventure game.
Yeah, this is a PC point-and-click jobby.
Yes.
We
mentioned it back when they announced its release over here. Because, of course, when Lace Mamba and... Oh, the other people... Deep Silver? I think... Was it them? There wasn't a merger. There was like a coming together. And that means we get all these games coming out of here. So like this and that other game.
Yeah, and the collector's edition comes with the soundtrack CD and also an A2 poster.
Yes, so I'm not sure if you can actually buy a normal version. I had a look about, but there's only collector's editions out. But it's like 15 quid or something.
Soundtrack CD is good.
Yeah, but so it's a point-and-click adventure game. Visually, it kind of looks like it's been made in Flash. It's got that kind of style to it.
Non-anti-aliased fonts and stuff.
No, I just mean with the how the lines are.
Oh, okay.
But it's apparently quite a good game from what I've read. So I'm looking forward to it coming out. Because it's nice when you get a point and click. Of course, it's no Whispered World.
Or Simon the Sorcerer.
But we will see if it's any good, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that's coming out this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to Edna and Harvey out of those. I'd get Dr. Kawashima if it was a little cheaper. It's a £40 game.
Yeah, but then Brain Training was 30 quid when it came out, wasn't it?
No, it was 20 quid when it came out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Brain Training always came out at 20 quid.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. That's why it sold out.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it was 20 quid.
Because we sell it for more than 20 quid now.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm making it up.
No, maybe it was.
I have a feeling it was 20 quid when it came out. All of those games, the Touch Generations, came out generally at 20 quid. Except for things like Hotel Dusk, because that's like a full.
Yeah, it was 20 quid, wasn't it?
I win!
Because we had it in bundles and stuff, didn't we?
Yeah, and it'd be 120. Yeah. I remember selling those back in the days.
Back in the olden days.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit weird that... But of course, as it's been made just for Kinect, of course, I suppose there's a lot dedicated making for it.
Because Kinect's only just come out, it's not going to have... The thing is, the DS was already well established.
Yeah, had been out for a while, so they can have
it. It would have had 20 or 30 million sales out of it. Kinect only had 8 million sales.
So they need to keep the price up to cover the costs.
So, yeah.
I think it'll sell alright.
It'll sell alright, because like I said, it's a good idea.
Well, I think it looks pretty cool.
And so, people think, oh, that's the dude on brain training.
Yeah. They'll see it. They'll be like, oh, wow, now we can do brain training with our bodies. And look silly.
Let's just hope, you know, if someone like who can't move... Like, someone so bad they can't get out of the chair and they're like, blah, 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 and they're really brainy, but because they can't move fast enough.
Well, it doesn't give them the good brain age.
Or worse yet, you've got someone whose shoulders are gone and they can't get their arms up to get to like the 12 or the 1 or anything.
Uh oh. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this week.
Yeah. What don't you think about disabled people? Mr. Dr. Kawashimi Muyamuga Mark.
Well, that's the problem with Kinect. It can't really cater to everyone.
But what, you can play in a wheelchair.
Don't forget, if you want to send a letter in, feedback at gamecast.net.
Like I said, I did most of your shape sat down.
Yeah, you did. Or, like, sat on the arm of the chair, or just sat on the floor, or sat on the chair. If you want to apply for that staff writer position, send me an email, catherine@gamecast.net. And, yeah. That's pretty much
it. You must be a fast learner and don't make mistakes.
Yeah, love games and be really good at writing. And the thing is, you won't get paid because it's voluntary, but every now and again you might be given something to review.
Exactly. If you do a review, and you know, normally we give you the game to review, so.
Yeah. Comes out of my pocket, but who cares?
No one cares. You've got enough money as it is.
No, I don't. So yeah, please apply, people. And maybe you can have a guest appearance. Actually, nah.
We could do that.
Guest appearance on the podcast.
I always would like to get more people on, but...
Skype.
Well, yeah, the only trouble is I really can't be bothered.
Yeah. Okay, we'll catch you next week for the show. Next week. Yeah.